Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, welcome to the latest episode of All Too Real 2. My name is Mike Lee Collin II, and with me, as always, is...
Cecily, Ariel, and Cardo.
Ariel?
Yeah.
So why did we pick this name?
No reason. At all.
No reason.
No cultural reason, or...
It's a beautiful name.
Yeah, it's a nice name. You know, I like the, you know, when I think of the word Ariel, I think of something, you know, dark, you know, and maybe the color black, you know, and some people got mad at me for that, so you know, like, okay, whatever, and then
that happens.
Yeah,
people get upset when you know, things are not like they want them to be.
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm looking at my copy of the Book of Mormon. Well, not my copy, the library's copy. And this dark blue cover is, and then it's a little black. And, you know, and some people might be like, hey, we got to change the cover of that book there, bro. It's a little bit too dark for me. So,
well, I think you should attack Halle Berry for an actress with a similar sounding name being cast in a movie. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Oh, yeah, okay. People were attacking her because they thought that was her.
Oh, I didn't know that, because I just picked Ariel just out of the box. There was no connection at all with that.
Well, people are upset that Halle Bailey was cast as Ariel, but they went to the point where they were so stupid that they started attacking the wrong Halle.
Oh. They just got their pitchforks and their fire.
But then they argue that they're not racist. Yet they can't tell the difference between a much older but still beautiful woman and a younger actress. Yep.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, God.
By the way, did you know that... I forgot what I was going to say.
Yes, I did. I knew that.
I
knew whatever it was you were going to say.
I love the argument, though, that because they're enshrouded in darkness deep under the sea, that would make every sea creature white for some reason.
But actually, actually, if you want to get scientific, a lot of creatures that are deep down in the sea are darker to protect themselves.
Exactly. So, like that's just a very weird argument. I mean, like, you've seen eels. A lot of them are black.
They were a good band.
What's that?
They were a good band, the eels. Oh, the no. Sorry.
You know, there's different kinds of fish that are brown. I mean, it's like, this argument, like, every single sea creature is just, like, white is the dumbest. One thing, evolution, like you said, evolutionary stupid, because if you're trying to like not be like prey for other creatures, you don't want your skin or whatever to be like sparkling white, so it's like a target on your back. Like
I will tell you though, it is kind of interesting to know that the downfall of society is going to be about the casting of a mermaid.
It, well,
and,
it is.
And also that somehow took away from people attack. It helped lessen the attacks on the television show She-Hulk, which we are covering today.
Yeah. Well, like I said before, it's the straw that broke the camel smoker's back. No, it's
yes.
Like everything else was like building up, and they're like, God damn it, that's it. That's the final straw for me, brother. Ariel, the mermaid. Well, by the way, I haven't seen the Little Mermaid since it came out back in 1991, so I don't even remember much because I was drunk at the time when I went and was court ordered to take my daughter to see the movie during our twice a month visitation rights because I'm a victim of divorce court. Divorce court always sides with the mother, brother, always. Dad's fatherrights.com. Anyway, so I went to go see that movie back in 91. Got her a little Happy Meal at the McDonald's, and then they had a little toy with a little crab on it or some stupid fish with the blue fins. I don't, whatever. I didn't like him at all. I'm glad that Ariel didn't like him either because he was a piece of shit. Anyway, so then I hardly saw my daughter for the past 30 years because I'm a deadbeat dad. And then all of a sudden, I don't turn on the TV. Normally, you know, I'm watching, you know, Joe Rogan or Dave Rubin or my boy Ben Shapiro, you know, he's the only
dude. Yeah, but I turn on the TV to my good friend Sean Hannity.
Sean Hannity. And all of a sudden, yeah, I go see a trailer of this movie called The Little Mermaid that's supposed to be live action. Already right there is red flag because I don't like live actions of cartoon movies. Never works. Don't do it. Don't try it. And then all of a sudden, I see Ariel. I'm thinking, oh, maybe there's something wrong with my TV. Maybe I gotta, you know, do some adjustments or whatever, see what's going on. Nope. I find out bright color, because I turn up all the color on my TV now, is actually starting to hurt my eyes, my corneas. I might actually go need to see an eye doctor, but I can't afford to see an eye doctor because of Obamacare. Thanks, Obama. And then I go see bright black human woman singing some song, her face looking up into the camera from the water. And I'm like, that's it. I'm gonna go with my truck now. That actually I'm not legally allowed to drive now because I have several DUIs. So I'd sit.
And my eyesight is really bad because I've been turning up the TV ever since that French Prince of Bel Air show premiered, and I was like, why is this prince black? I don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand black princes. Okay, it's not like it exists like in several kingdoms in Africa. Anyway, And then you go, I go in my truck and I record my video in my truck talking about, oh, this is it. This is society is ending. Mm-hmm. Black Mermaid, Ariel.
Yep. And Starbucks doesn't have happy holidays on their cups anymore.
No. And like Tucker Carlson said, the liberals are going to make us drink Starbucks every day for the rest of our lives until we die. Now, Joe Biden hasn't implemented that policy yet. Not sure why. It's been about 2 years into his administration. Maybe it's just because he's too tired. Sleepy Joe. Anyway.
So, She-Hulk.
Yeah. Done with that character.
Okay. So today on the show, we are covering episode 5 of She-Hulk Attorney at Law, entitled Mean Green and Straight Poured Into These Jeans. It was directed by Anu Valia, and written by Dana Schwartz. Okay, so initial thoughts here on the episode.
I kind of like this one because there was no superheroing at all in this episode.
Yeah.
And so it's just like a straight up like Ally McBeal law episode.
Yeah.
You know, what I thought was just kind of interesting. Cause I'm like, oh, I'm watching a show about two superheroes, literally just in a court of law, just duking it out, you know, in the legal, you know,
legally as opposed to with fisticuffs.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of cool. And like I said before, you know, like when, you know, people are complaining about excuse me, yep, superhero movies like taking over all of cinema, and how, you know, you can't watch like any like art films anymore or whatever. And it's like, you know, I understand that, but at the same time, I was saying, I'm like, yeah, but what we're going to start seeing, though, is that superhero shows, sorry, I got a frog in my throat. It's not a gay frog in my throat, but I got a frog in my throat. But, you know, not one of Alex Jones's gay frogs, you know, but...
It's okay.
But, like, what I was saying was, we're going to start seeing... superhero shows evolve, or movies, you know, evolve, you know, to start talking about, you know, different things, like, instead of just like, oh, we're gonna get into a big fight with the alien or whatever.
And that's why a lot of people are getting upset, which is stupid, because they've obviously never read a comic book, because comic books have never been one thing, you know, and
right,
and that's why the genre of the MCU is reflecting that, and it's kind of like how you can't call animation a genre, you also can't call, you know, comic book movies a genre. I mean, because they're not the same. I mean, Dark Knight is nothing like Shazam, you know.
And speaking of Shazam, now we gotta wait a full extra year for that to come out.
I know
that pissed me off, but
I'm doing a rewatch right now of Chuck, and it's also gotten me like, hey, I want more Zachary Levi, come on.
Got to see a trailer, and then all of a sudden they bumped it back a whole year, so like, oh, thanks guys. And then but yeah, that can go either two ways. So that could be, you know, that could make people complain even more, because then it's like, oh well, superhero shows are now assimilating every other genre of films, so now we got like drama superhero movies, now we got law superhero movies, so now they're taking over. And it's like, but also, like you said, it's like, but the comic books have already had these things.
Yeah, and also, like I've said too, you know, it's like the animation is not one genre either, you know, because like you know, Cowboy Bebop is not Toy Story, you know, and they're both animation, you know, it's like, right, you can't, you know.
and Toy Story is not, you know, what, I don't know, I can't think of, but.
Toy Story is not, you know, The Hobbit, you know, so it's like, you got different, you know, genres of storytelling within the thing, because, I mean, that would be like saying, you know, movies, they're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seen one TV show, I've seen them all.
Yeah, man.
You know,
I saw Brother.
Yeah.
But no, I liked it. I mean, it was kind of cool just to have them, you know, I mean, literally this was just over a trademark, you know, issue. I mean, and it's like the stakes are so low, but then they're so high at the same time. Like, it's just great when they do stuff like that. You know, like we went from Thanos, you know, literally erasing half of all living creatures in the entire universe, not just our planet, the entire universe, to like, oh shit, someone took She-Hulk's name, but at the same time you're like, oh, like, how's this gonna play out, man? Like, you know, like,
it's just as important. No, I'm joking. Yeah, it is, kind of way. Because, you know, you are taking over somebody's name, whether they wanted the name or not. You know, it's like, I didn't want to be named Mike, but if somebody started trying to take my name, you know, even though I took my dad's name. But
and then legally trademarked it so that you're not allowed to.
Not allowed to use it. Yeah, that'd be creepy.
That's my initial... thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed this episode. I mean, it was just a, you know, just like a straightforward law comedy. It was cool to see Renee Elisa Goldsberry in it too, in a more prominent role in this as Jennifer's lawyer. You know, Book, is her last name. What's her first name? The character. Mallory Book. There we go.
Book, so you know that she has to be smart. I mean, come on.
Yes, because her name's Mallory, right? Oh, wait, no. Oh, book! I get you. I'm joking.
I mean, that too, you know.
I really like the episode. So what goes on in this episode here?
Well, she starts just basically seeing, like, how this is going to start affecting her life, because she's driving past some billboards, and she's, you know, sees, like, a She-Hulk ad for some, like, beauty products that Titania...
We also had a scene with Ched.
Yeah, because she's like, she's, you know, like watching, you know, brushing her teeth or making breakfast or whatever, and she sees an ad, and she sees, you know, some billboards. She's listening to a podcast and one of the sponsors.
And then like there was a scene before that with Ched.
I thought that was after, but
oh no, yeah. No, it was first. It was the first scene. After she saw the thing on TV, then Ched came to the door.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was the order, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Ched was selling She-Hulk stuff and trying to get her to sign it.
Yeah, like, you know, basically, like, slimy, you know, like, oh, hey, you know, like, I'm supporting your business venture here, and it's like, it's not me, it's some other... person. And he's like being so condescending. He's like, well, why would you let her do that? It's like, I didn't do that. He's like, Jen, this is how trademark works, is, you know, if someone else, you know, you know, beats you to it, then that means that you can't use it or whatever. It's like wait a bit, you're out lawyering the lawyer, like,
yeah, because that's where it because yeah, and that's where it went into the title card, which changed from She-Hulk to She-Hulk by Titania.
They had like a pink,
yeah,
like it kind of, which is so weird because green is like the, I mean, one of the things she was wearing like a green dress, but like,
yeah,
the actual like, I guess, logo, if you will, of the She-Hulk beauty products is like this sort of like off pink, you know, type of, you know, color scheme or whatever. She's like, that Titania, I'm gonna somehow, I'm not sure how I'm gonna do this, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And actually, she doesn't want to do anything about it at first at all. And then, until her boss was like, hey, like, why did I, whatever, she's like eating like a nut or something. And she's like, is everything okay, sir? And he's like, no, actually, you know, you gotta watch this guy. He plays deadpan so well. And then,
I know.
Why did I pass a billboard this morning of She-Hulk booty boost smoothie or something like
that? Yeah.
And he's like, okay, like that's actually not me. Someone else. Like, so the name She-Hulk never officially was mine. It was just people in the media started calling me that, and then he's like, and then there's some the awful woman who's slightly superpowered. He's like, okay, like none of that really concerns me. He's like we hired you for our superhero law division because we thought it would, like, you know, give us clout or whatever. Like,
I mean, the thing does remind me of, like, people that will besides the you know, like the trademarking, like, names or something like that. It does remind me of the whole like website sitting type thing where you'll register a website that you think is going to be popular, that,
yeah,
like, of something that's going to be popular, and then somebody, like, there was a car dealership that their webs they had the rights to the website The Jay Leno Show.
Oh, wow.
And so when you went to that website, it went to their car dealership website as well. So NBC ended up having to pay for that when Jay left The Tonight Show for that year and started The Jay Leno Show. They ended up paying him like thousands or millions of dollars for the website. So it's kind of a, you know, similar thing. But the thing with the internet being like a, you know, wild, wild west sort of thing, you kind of you know, were able to get away with it because there wasn't a law on the books that said something about how, you know, if it's your name, you own it, you know, for a website. So they could have something that's, you know, the Jay Leno show. And it could go, and it could be for anything. So,
see, I don't know if I agree with that though, because, like, see, in that case, you know, there is no way that that person would ever know that the Jay Leno would have his own show called the Jay Leno Show. So,
I think I don't know, remember the history of it and why he created that, but I mean, his name wasn't Jay Leno or anything.
No, no. What I'm saying though is like an investment, like. You're banking on the idea that maybe at some point.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's what people would do, though. Like, they'd register a bunch of things. But I think he may, I don't know what the history was, he may have actually heard that they were possibly developing a show for Jay Leno.
Okay.
Or knew that Jay was going to be retiring soon, so he would probably be moving on to something else. And create a show for himself that was possibly going to be called the Jay Leno Show, whether it be a sitcom or a show about cars or a talk show, you know? So
gotcha.
It would, you know,
yeah, cause I was gonna say, like, if someone wants to, like, you know, spend some money on the website, I'm almost like a lottery ticket on the win, let's say you know, I don't know what it is, let's say something's not famous yet, but you just have an idea that sometime in the future that, you know, it might be.
Mm-hmm.
So then you make a website with that name. I totally think it's fine at that point. But in this case, from the She-Hulk episode.
Yeah, it's a completely different animal because there are legal precedent for, you know, somebody taking your name and copywriting it where it's not.
Well,
yeah.
That's the point I was trying to make, is that, like, is saying, like, because the case that they're making in the show is that, like, Titania only trademarked name once the name She-Hulk had already been
like, famous,
become popular. So it's like, so it was already like, already like name recognition.
Exactly.
Going on, you know.
But I do know that the similarity I was giving about it is the fact that Jay Leno was already an established person when this guy created this website. I mean, it's the same thing happened early on in the days of the internet where, or like the early days of like Twitter or something, where somebody would create a Twitter handle that would be like, let's say Tom Cruise or something like that, before Tom Cruise had gotten a Twitter handle. I'm just making this up. I don't know if this actually ever happened, but then they ended up having to do some kind of settling later on where they actually early on had to buy the Twitter handle from the person that already registered it, or sometimes, or they had to go to court and be like, "Hey, this is Tom Cruise." But it gets down to the point where, you know, you ended up getting weird Twitter handles for, you know, celebrities that would be like the real, you know, Michael Cullen, you know, like, I'm not a celebrity, but, you know, something, whatever the celebrity's name is, you know, because they would have to put that in front of their name. But yeah, this situation is interesting to see how they played it out and decided that what was legal and what wasn't, because it actually is a kind of a precedent in this world of things, because She-Hulk was such a new name. So what else happens here?
So there's like a B plot where Pug is asking Nikki for a favor if she'll go with him to buy the new Iron Man 3 shoes, but they only let you buy one one pair per customer, so he wants her to buy a pair or two so he can have, you know, two. And she's like, "Well, why do you want that?" And he's like, "One rock and one to stock."
Yeah.
And then she's like, "Wait, so you just collect shoes that you just look at and don't wear?" And he's kind of like, "Yeah." And she's like, "I respect that." And then that's like a new lingo of the youth, you know. It's, you know, "I respect that, I hate that, but anyway, but you know, I'm an old man now who hates new slang, you know, which is fine, whatever." And then, because every generation hates the new slang of the
next groovy one. That's groovy.
And these people are gonna then hate the slang from the next one, and then just go on and on and on. Anyway, so and then she calls in her favorite too, because she's, you know, you have to return the favor with interest. And then And then she's like, you know, my guy, Alonzo, or something about a drip broker. It's like, what the fuck is a drip broker? And then he's like, all right, well, I'm calling him my
drip is a name for clothing.
Oh, okay.
Or like, you know, like the stuff you're wearing is drip because it's dripping.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
And then so like, she's like, all right, well, now I'm calling him my favorite now too. He's like, wait, well, you haven't done my thing yet. It's like, yeah, but I'll let you slide on the interest, aren't I? And then like, and then she wants, you know, to find someone who can make She-Hulk clothes just because she's just wearing just like a suit that doesn't really just, I don't know, just drab. It just doesn't really look, you know.
It doesn't drip with goodness.
No, it doesn't. So then he's like, oh, totally. Yeah, you know. So then they go to like this place and it's really just like a boba cafe. And he's like, well, that's where Alonzo told me to go. So then they go there. And then the guy's like, you know, pretending like it's just like a regular boba cafe. And then Nikki says in Chinese, we're not cops. And he's like, is that Chinese? I'm not Chinese. And he walks away and he's like, oh my God, like I offended him or whatever. He's mad at us. And then like he just shows up and there's like just like this curtain, which to me was weird. I was like, if you're, doing bootleg stuff, like, is a curtain enough to, I mean, any customer could just walk through there if they wanted to, and then...
Well, that's how I do it when I sell the bootleg All Too Real 2 t-shirts out of my...
Yeah.
Out of my Boba like, Tea, cafe.
Boba Cafe. I mean, yeah, because I'm like, wouldn't I want, like, a locked door?
Yeah. I mean, the stuff I sell, it says all three fake. But, you know, it's close enough.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff he's selling isn't, like, that bad. So I guess it doesn't really need, like, a huge thing. But, like, just knock off stuff like Avengers t-shirts or Avengers t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the stuff that you see... you know, online that people do, like, on purpose for they'll, you know, they, that way they're not directly, you know,
Yeah, it's like you make a t-shirt with Mario, but instead of having a red hat or something, he has a green one.
Yeah, or something.
Or like a purple one or something, and then you're like, oh.
Which, you know, speaking of trademark law, you would think that they would find a way to make that illegal too, because obviously you know that the person is trying to mimic that. You know what I mean?
Like, it is illegal usually, but they think they can get away with it. It's just like the people that think that if they put a warning on their YouTube video, no copyright intended here, and then they basically play a whole Rihanna song after it, and you're like, yeah, you're really just, you know, playing a Rihanna song here, you know.
Yeah, it reminds me too of the Facebook things where the people would write a Facebook post saying, mm-hmm. Facebook, I do not give Facebook permission to mm-hmm. blah, 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 or whatever. And it's like, dude, you already
did when you signed up.
Yeah, when you signed up, you literally agreed to the contract. And yeah, no one's mm-hmm. going to read it because it's like 5,000 pages long, okay? But like, you already did that once you made the account. You can't. You can't just write a post on the platform that you already signed the contract to use to then say, oh, by the way, no, you can't do those things.
It's like walking into Walmart and saying, wearing something that says, I refuse to pay for my bread, and then just walk out with the bread. No.
Yeah.
You agree. Well, you agree when you walk into the door that you have to pay for something.
Before. It's a new, like, really obscure subsection of the law here going on. So anyway, so they, you know, they insult the guy some more, so they buy some of his stupid shit, you know, and then he tells them, you know, where to meet the real guy. So they're showed up dressing all stupid, wearing, you know, Nikki's got, you know, the Avengers t-shirt and hat, and then Pug's got Thor's hammer, and he's also wearing some kind of a, you know, Avengers or Avengers t-shirt,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to get a meeting with this guy who's
named Luke.
Yeah, his name's Luke, and he, which is interesting because you know, at this time, at least me, I had always assumed that, like, the superheroes made their own clothing, I guess, just because, like, that's what Iron Man did for his suit, so I just assumed.
Well, not all of them can, you know, so, yeah. Well, I mean, like, in the, see, because we get a thing at the end of this episode, I mean, I'm jumping around here, but where we see a Daredevil helmet. In the Netflix Daredevil series, he had a guy that made his costumes for him.
Okay.
So it, I mean, it is kind of a thing. It's, and I mean, it's kind of, you know, I mean, like that one guy in Black Lightning made, you know, that older guy made stuff for Jefferson.
Oh yeah, that's right. He was,
and I think like, I mean, I know this is DC, but also, I mean, like Batman, I'm pretty sure like Alfred would make his costumes for him. And then he also had like in the continuity of the movies and the TV shows, he would have what's his face, Morgan Freeman's character, Lucius Fox, you know, make weapons and costumes for him and stuff too. So
right, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this yeah. So I guess I just never really thought about it, but then I was like, well, yeah, there's got to be someone mm-hmm. that does this stuff, and then you know, they basically tell him that, you know, their top client is Titania at first, and then she shrugs, like, I saw you shrug, rejected, and, you know, whatever. And then finally, they're like, oh, actually, it's our client's an Avenger, and like a top tier one or whatever. And then he's like, all right, fine, 15-minute consultation or whatever. And then they eventually bring Jen there later. And he's like, you know, I'm not doing this or whatever, because she just wants a business suit. He's like, no, like, my stuff is, like, state-of-the-art. Like, and then Nikki's like, okay, but, like, what if you can make something, you know, that will, like, adapt to her body changing, because she can, like, shrink down and then, like, get super tall again. So then, like, you know, wouldn't that be really hard to make, you know? So it's kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
Ego, and he's like. He's like, oh, yeah, maybe try something like that. So then, you know, his assistant, Tinsley, which I don't know if we ever see.
No, we never see Tinsley.
Okay. He's probably like, Tinsley.
At least I don't remember seeing Tinsley.
Yeah, we just hear he calls him. I don't know where he's ever at. He's probably just running around, you know, trying to collect all the shit. Yeah. And then and he's like, we're gonna need a lot of fabric or whatever, something like that. Yeah,
it was interesting. And then, I mean, it was kind of like something that they were putting into place, but the boss, Holloway, had kind of said, you know, that needs to be done, and that it was Book that brought it up. Yeah, Mallory Book brought it up. I forgot about that. Yeah, she brought up the idea that, you know, you need to get better clothing. And called Nikki in, and Nikki's like, I'm already on it, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah, so.
I think that was already part of the plan, yeah. Because, that suit she was wearing did look kind of just, I don't know, just very basic, bland, like.
She walks into court, and I thought it was hilarious that Titania, however you say, I don't know how you say the name, Titania, maybe. She calls her, she's like, nice outfit, Shrek.
That was kind
of which was interesting, because early on people were trying to compare She-Hulk to Fiona's version of an ogre in Shrek.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, like trying to say that the CGI was like that. Yeah, I will tell you the interesting thing about Jamila Jamil in this series is that she does an American accent.
Yeah.
She totally does it flawlessly, too. I mean, it's like, you can almost hear her British accent once in a while, but not totally, you know? So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And she looks different, too. I mean,
yeah.
Like, with, like, the makeup and the hair and stuff, mm-hmm. like, for a second, I was like, I thought they had recast a different actress. I was like, wait a minute, I thought that's supposed to be Jamila Jamil, but,
yeah.
And then, you know, but it's her. She just got like those like star things on her cheeks or whatever, and like you know, the
she's got makeup on and hair.
Yeah.
And it's interesting the character that they have her playing, because it's completely the opposite of the person she is on social media, because she's very anti like beauty industry. So
right.
It's interesting.
Yeah, you know, the beautiful person telling everyone else that they're beautiful even if they're not, yeah, that whole thing. But like, you know, it's just like sometimes people, they kind of dragged her for that, like, okay, you're not the person to say this, because
but still
are objectively attractive. Well, I'm just saying,
I mean, I think her heart's in the right place, though. Oh, unlike some people are doing it facetiously, but I think she's in the right place. So,
oh, she is, but it's just like having like a bodybuilder be like, you know, muscles aren't ain't everything, bro, and he's like flexing his muscles as he does said that. It's like, okay, like it's
but it's interesting because we live in a society where people will criticize her who's beautiful for telling everybody that they're beautiful, but will also tell not saying she's not beautiful, but saying that somebody what's her face, the one that just won an Emmy,
I'm not sure,
Lizzo, that's who I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Lizzo will tell people that, you know, she has a show called Watch Out for the Big Girls that she won an Emmy for recently. And people obviously it was like people like Ben Shapiro and stuff trying to say that she's like evil because she's you know, promoting unhealthy body types and stuff like that.
Oh, I see.
But but she's trying to say that, you know, you got to love who you are and what body you're in and stuff like that. And, but people will criticize a beautiful person for saying love the body you're in, but also a person who's not your atypical, you know, thin model type either, you know? So it's like,
you're not allowed to be confident.
You're not allowed to be confident if you're a woman. But you know,
even
but,
if you're a man, though, I've seen people.
Oh, sometimes like, too, you know, they're like that too. But it it seems to be a lot of times with women are judged by their looks more than men are, obviously, because you've got somebody in their age and everything too, because you've got a society where somebody like you know, Tom Hanks is still being cast in things and actually is considered an attractive man. Or Clint Eastwood or something like that, but a woman of that same age is hardly ever cast. You know?
Yeah.
So I just hate the idea that, you know, I think we all should just love who we are, and I know I'm saying this and, you know, whatever. I'm either fat or skinny or whatever you want to view me as. I don't give a fuck. It's just you know, it's the thing. I think we should all just love ourselves for who we are. Sure, try to better yourself health-wise. That's a given. But, you know, it shouldn't matter if you're a big girl like Lizzo or a skinnier person like Jamila Jamil, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, back to the show. Sorry. Tangent. What goes on here in the courtroom?
Let's see here. They establish that Titania only trademarked the name She-Hulk once it already had name recognition and was kind of using that, you know, in the marketplace, you know, for the specific reason of
once Jennifer had already accepted the name, but they tried to they tried to like counterbalance it with previous things where she didn't want to be called She-Hulk, but you know, but she basically was given the name. It's like when you're given a nickname in the real world too. Sometimes when you're, you know, like people called me Mikey as a kid and I hated it, but eventually I just got used to it and I was like, okay, whatever, you know. So
so they established that, you know, that she only did it to sell her quote sham products as Mallory book described it. And then they found a they found another video where Jen was being interviewed by, you know, by the news or whatever, saying that, you know, whether she likes it or not, she's just going to be She-Hulk now because that's just what people started calling her. So then that's what won her the case. And then Titania is like, you know, also too, there is this thing where, so the way she was going to win the case was that the fact that she had created a dating profile as She-Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
And then went on several dates with these, like, you know, scuzzy dudes or whatever.
She brought them all in to testify.
Right, because Todd was actually a big client of, so there's something going on with this Todd guy. This is not just some annoying fan guy. He's either rich or something. I don't know. But then, like, so she's like, oh, yeah, can you, you know, do me a favor or whatever? And he's like, yeah, can we go for drinks sometime? And she's like, yeah, sure. And then they're like, wow, like, I literally, like, took me 40 seconds to, like, just, like, do another date with this guy. Like, and then they're all talking about their you know, their dates with She-Hulk. And you got that one guy who's, like, making a big deal about how much she could bench press or whatever. And he's like, yeah, you know, she was, like, a little bit try-hard for me. It's like, really, dude? Like, you're the one that was, like, bragging about the fact that you could bench press 600. Like, I'm not even a superhero, you know, like, okay. And then, like, you had...
He's got to make himself look good, brother.
Yeah, you know, like, it's like, I'm not about that. It's like, actually, that's literally what you're about. But okay, and then you had the author guy. Then you had Todd. You know, and then you had the really nice doctor guy.
The incredibly attractive guy that as Mallory Book calls him later.
Yeah. But they didn't have the one dude that was, like, the most annoying, the guy from the one that was, like just scrolling through the phone and stuff like that.
But she dated him when she was Jennifer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then, you know, they're asking, you know, the extremely attractive guy, like, you know, would you go on a date, you know, with her as, you know, Jennifer Walters? And he's like, you know, I don't mean to be rude, but no, because she's not really my type. You know, She-Hulk is, like, my type or whatever, because she's amazing and stuff like that. So then it's like, so then she's kind of like, feels like, oh shit, like, you know, like, people only like me because I'm She-Hulk, you know, type. So
yeah,
we're probably gonna deal with that now for a few episodes of, like,
yeah, possibly,
you know,
yeah,
like. Well, because in the comic book, it's kind of weird, though, because in the comic books, they're kind of doing a reversal, because in the comic books, she actively embraces the She-Hulk version of herself, and actually likes that more than Jennifer Walters. Like, she parties, and she's, like, very, you know, shall I say, I can't think of the word, promiscuous.
Yeah.
Like, there's a picture someone did recently. They're like, oh, well, She-Hulk would never twerk or whatever. Then they showed a picture of her just, like, getting nude into, like, a big hot tub.
Oh,
hot
spring
for all these other superheroes, you know, and stuff like that. You know, so it's like, obviously.
It does make, like, more sense to switch it, though, for the television audience.
Yeah.
Because, like, especially in 2022, because back to the whole thing where, you know, you got to love yourself for who you are sort of thing.
Yeah.
And who she is not She-Hulk. That's just part of her. She is Jen Walters. She's just sometimes She-Hulk, you know, sort of thing, even though she has to do it as a job. But it's like, if you were a, you know, it'd be like being pigeonholed. Like, if you're like Derek Jeter and the only thing people care about you is that you're a baseball player. Not saying that that is why he's famous, but, you know, it's like, Derek probably thinks, hey, there's more to me than being a baseball player. That's basically the same kind of thing here.
Yeah. I mean, She-Hulk is definitely part of her, though, too. So
yeah, and him being a baseball player is part of him, too, but, and it might be the most important part, too, but it's, like, you gotta realize there's more to people. Like, you know, if you're a gas station attendant, you don't want to be just known as the gas station attendant.
Yeah.
Either, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, in the comic books, you know, she's much more, like, you know, elaborate, like, doing karaoke bars, and which, you know, maybe we'll see, like, karaoke thing with Wong, because that's what they did, you know, at the end of,
oh, yeah.
So that would be kind of cool. But, like, yeah, like, so far, she's kind of taken a little bit more time to embrace that part of herself more fully, but, like, you know, because it doesn't really, like, change her personality.
Or no.
Like with the Hulk, like, it does change, well, the not Smart Hulk, or whatever they call them now, and I thought it was going to be called Professor Hulk, but then when subtitles came on for Endgame for the first time, it said Smart Hulk. I'm like, okay. Like, whatever.
They should just call him Smalk. Smart Hulk.
Smalk?
Yeah. Smalk. It just reminds me, there's an episode of News Radio where Matthew, like, Joe creates a potion that's supposed to make people smarter, and Matthew takes it. And it's basically this placebo effect where he starts acting really smart, and they start calling him Smathew.
Wow.
Smart Matthew.
Matthew is hilarious. So, you know, Titania's like, this isn't over, blah blah. So who knows what's gonna be the next thing with her? And then she's walking away. That, you know, the guy who's like the bodybuilder is like trying to hit on her, like, oh, I'm so sorry what happened to you today or whatever. Would you like? And she's like, fine, you can buy me things. Let's go. Like, wait a minute. You're rich already, like, you know, like, but, like, you know,
it's the whole free coffee thing.
Well, she's a shallow shallow person, so you know, I'll just have some man buy me things because, you know, he thinks he's gonna get
I always love that when somebody's famous, they get free things.
Yeah,
and because like there's a Ben Folds song called Free Coffee. It's all about that point. Like, you know, he talks about when he was down in his life and he needed stuff, nobody would give him anything, but now he gets free coffee.
Well, it's because people want to act like giving someone a free coffee is going to help their career or whatever, or going to become friends with the famous person because of their free coffee. It's like, no. Like, it kind of reminds me of, what is it, that movie called Get Him to the Greek with Russell Brand.
Yeah.
That was before Russell Brand became, like, a cult leader, anti-vaccine, conspiracy theorist kind of guy. But, like...
Much like, you know, Joe from News Radio. Okay, anyways.
But, yeah, because like, they found out the grift of being a fake right-winger, whether they're sincere or not, you know, pays a lot more than having to actually, you know, act or do anything that's productive. Anyway, so that was before that time. But, like, there was a scene where they went to Las Vegas and to see his dad, because his dad's like a performer at like one of the house bands in, you know, some Las Vegas casino or whatever. And then they have dinner, you know, later on or whatever. And then they basically say, like, oh, you know, dinner's on the house or whatever for whatever his name was. I forgot.
Aldous Snow.
Yeah, Aldous Snow. And then his dad says, isn't it interesting, you know, when you become rich and famous, everything suddenly becomes free. It's like, yeah, exactly. That's what happens. Like, you know, and it's so sad, though.
Because when you can afford it, it's free.
They have the money. They can pay for it, you know, but it was just like a throwaway line, but for some reason that line stuck with me forever. That movie was pretty good.
It's a true thing, though. I mean, it's like, you know, it's just like, you know, rich people get tax breaks they don't deserve to, you know. It's like,
exactly. And then like poor middle class, they got paid like, you know, 30% or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then like, yeah, it's just like part of, so who knows, Titania might become even more of a, I don't really know much about their feud other than that Titania was just super envious of She-Hulk in the comic books. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I don't know much about her. We'll have to do some more research between episodes and figure that out. So, the rest of the episode, we've got, like, Book and and Walter's kind of become friends. They go out drinking together. And then Walters ends up acquiring her new costumes from Luke Jacobson. And then we see the Daredevil helmet sitting out that Tinsley left sitting out.
So. Yeah, Tinsley, just like, come on, Tinsley. Dude, like,
I know.
Fuck, man. I'm starting to wonder if Tinsley is even a real person or if it's just a figment of Luke's imagination.
Might be.
That Luke, because like Luke is so perfect that like, that he doesn't want to be perfect, so he just like invented like a assistant to make it seem like he's not doing all the work, because then it would just be like too much for his ego.
Oh yeah.
So Tinsley might just be him, you know, and that's probably not.
That's I mean, I have an assistant named Tinsley.
You do?
Yeah.
Everyone should have an assistant named Tinsley.
Yeah. And we have yet to determine if Tinsley's a guy or a girl or a
Doesn't matter.
Just call them Tinsley, and we.
I mean, it could be non-binary. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But you gotta be nice to Tinsley. You can't be mean.
No,
Luke is kind of a little bit mean. I don't like that. So
yeah.
So you gotta be not like Luke, and you gotta treat your Tinsley, nicely. Mm-hmm. Tinsley nicely. Okay. Ooh, that should be a good fake name. Tinsley nicely.
That's the name. That's the name of my EDM band.
If you definitely want to get caught in a crime when you give a fake name, just say my name is Tinsley Nicely. That's not a name, sir. Yeah, it's. Look, get my ID, and it's just like some terribly pressed like card or whatever. Like, it says so right here, sir. This is clearly written in pencil. No, it's.
Your picture's drawn with Crayola. What? No.
It's me. You're looking at it from a different dimension. That's all. And then,
oh boy,
that should be my new moniker now. Tinsley Nicely and Sesame and Carta.
Yes,
are gonna give you the weirdest punk rock clown show you'll ever see.
Be like, I don't know why, but I feel like it should be like, tune in tonight for the 6 o'clock news with Tinsley Nicely and Sesame and Carta.
They're gonna talk about, you know, taxes. I don't know. or the best investments, the best bang for your buck, or I don't know, or something like that.
It's Tinsley Nicely with the entertainment news. Wait, no.
And like, they just give like the worst investment advice ever. Like, I want you to put all of your money into AMC. Do it right now. AMC to the moon, and it just drops like 800%. Like, damn it.
All of your money into Circuit City.
Wait, yeah. Yeah. Wait. Didn't that close down? Damn it. put all of your money into crypto or Bitcoin or Litecoin or Ethereum or whatever million other tokens or
Beanie Babies.
Yeah, exactly. Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies and baseball cards. That's what you got to do.
It literally is that. But the thing is, though, is that Beanie Babies and baseball cards actually had more of a chance of you actually making money.
And they were actually something physical that even if they didn't appreciate in value, at least you still had a blue elephant.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, too, like, rock the stock. Mm-hmm. You know, some people, because back then, of course, comic books, that's another one there, right, too. So, like, comic books back then, you know, a single edition, pretty cheap. Even to this day, you could get one for, like, $3, like, a single issue. So, you just buy two. You buy one that's yours to read, and then you buy one that's pristine. And then, later on, when they accrue more value, you sell it all, and then you probably end up making like $500,000 just by all the rare, you know.
I think it was Kevin Smith was on. He just wrote a graphic novel or something, and he was on Seth Meyers the other day, and he gave him maybe it was some other old interview I saw with him, but he was on some talk show, and he had written a graphic novel, and he gave the host two copies, one to read and one to, you know, put away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what you do. You rock it and you stock it. And,
definitely what you do. It doesn't cost that much more. Mm-hmm. Baseball cards, same thing.
And I know some people. And by the way, Rocket and Stockit is the name of Tinsley Nicely's first album.
Rocket and Stockit, I like that. Tinsley Nicely. It's gonna be like a punk slash like electro. No, it's gotta be some weird style, like punk slash dream pop or Brit pop. Because Tinsley sounds like a British name to me. I'm not sure why.
I think it is.
So it'll be like a Brit pop punk band. Tinsley Nicely. What was it called? Rocket? Stock? Mm. No.
So speaking of music, though.
Yeah.
We didn't get a mid-credit scene this episode either.
No, unfortunately.
Which is weird. But we did have a cool song. I liked the song playing over the credits at the end. And it was by somebody named Tove. Strike called Say My Name.
Oh yeah.
And I really dug the song. I looked it up earlier and I liked it on Spotify just because I really liked the song, and I think because I've been DJing weddings lately and stuff like that, and I might just throw it in there once in a while when I DJ something. So yeah.
The sneak, is that like an older song or is that,
it's from like it's from like 2019. But
I was wondering if I heard it before. Yeah.
But I liked it. Any other thoughts here on this episode before we wrap up the podcast?
Just for a second, that song. I love that.
Yeah.
That like out of tune guitar line. That mm-hmm. do, 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 do. Yeah. That part was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like they intentionally like detuned the guitar to make it just like slightly off.
Yeah.
And I kind of had that like.
It's that pretty rubbing. Cool.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought that was really neat. But, yeah, the last thing is, you know, if we have any listeners who, you know, are somehow still, like, crazily right-wing for whatever reason, still listen to us, I'm not sure. But, like, just don't have, like, an aneurysm over The Little Mermaid. Like, please, guys, like, it's a movie.
Yeah, don't have an aneurysm over an African-American playing a fictional character. Or over a fictional character like She-Hulk, either. You know, just don't have aneurysms about this.
Just don't. You don't even have aneurysms at all. If you can help. But like, but don't. Okay, because like, so stress is real and it actually has effects in your body. And like, I don't like as much as I hate some of these people. I don't want them to like literally make themselves sick over like fictional movies that are made for children. Like really, like
it's exactly
like, find a hobby, you know. Sorry, okay, someone's stupid's calling me anyway. You know, find a hot sorry if that's like that's
that I can't even hear it.
All right, good, fine,
okay.
you know, find a hobby, maybe find some friends, like if you find yourself that you don't have any friends, maybe they all moved away or something or whatever, you know, or, you know, join a club, not a political club, you know, like people of your ilk, just like find
a productive and positive hobby.
Like, you know, sports, probably not gun shooting, not because there's anything wrong with that, but that'd be the wrong crowd to be going into with your personal proclivities, but like, and I don't know, tennis, maybe soccer, football, an adult softball league, maybe, mm-hmm. you know,
just something.
What's that?
I said just something, you know, good. Just
something to get you out of the house. That would be good as well. And where you're unlikely to be having very many conversations about whether or not a fictional mermaid character should be black or
stay off heavy. Social media for a day or two, you know,
there just you go. Clean
your mind, because that's the biggest problem we have. I mean, yeah. I'm on social media mainly for promoting this podcast all the time. Mm-hmm. And you know, I get caught up in things, but I do realize that sometimes when I take a break from it, my mind and body feel like 1,000 times better. So, you know, stay off Twitter, stay off Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, for a day or two, you know, just, you know, and stay off that and don't go and watch, you know, CNN or Fox or MSNBC or whatever that's going to trigger you on one side or the other. You know, pop in an old classic movie that's not offensive to, you know, your psyche. You know,
yeah,
watch, you know, watch The Wizard of Oz, if that makes you happy. Watch Singing in the Rain. Watch E.T. Whatever makes you happy. Just do something, you know. Listen to some Beatles music, if that's going to calm you down, or whatever whatever band you like. I don't even care if it's like, you know, Limp Bizkit or whatever. Just if it makes you happy, do it. Just
thanks.
Yeah.
Some of the Bizkit songs are actually not that bad.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying. I was just trying to think of something that, you know, is kind of aggressive, but still it's going to make you happy. You know, whatever. Yeah. You know, so, yeah. Do it. Be nice to each other. That's the good thing. You know, do something good for somebody else.
See, that does help out a lot. They just, obviously you should do it for the other person, but, like, it actually does make you feel good about yourself. So,
and if a certain person happens to be listening to this, who I know is not going to, don't bring legal documents to my mother's birthday party. Anyway, so
he's talking about other people right here.
Yes, I am. But anyway, so that's been weighing on my mind and making me upset about people right now that had nothing to do with social media. So I'm just going to bring that up. So, but I don't know. Anything else?
Oh, no.
Okay. So, just love each other. Be good to each other. Do something good for someone. And I love you. Sesame, do you love them?
Oh, Sesame loves you, yes.
Yes.
Sesame and Tinsley nicely love you.
See, all three of us love you. And until next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All Too Real 2 Podcast, a Cullen Park production. Produced and edited by Michael E. Cullen II. Music by Matthew Hawes. Subscribe and share the show. Visit us at cullenpark.com.